We're going to start with Jeff Cohen, and he is the executive director, like I said, for the C5 Youth Foundation, which is a nonprofit run by Coca-Cola, in case you did not know. Jeff works to interpret and implement the policies of the C5 Youth Foundation, ensuring that the community and camp-based activity is consistent with the mission and philosophy of the organization. Jeff has over 20 years of experience in nonprofit management and youth development and has held a variety of leadership positions, including Executive Director of Mentors, Inc., Director of the Jewish Federation of Greater Washington's Jewish Experience for Teens, and Senior Regional Director for B'nai B'rith Youth Organization. Now, that is a mouthful. He and his wife, Sarita, live in Cumming, Georgia, with their three children, Ariana, Ariel, and Tristan. Welcome to the show, Jeff.
Thank you, Joyce.
All right. So why don't you just jump right in and tell us all about your foundation, and we'll just start picking your brain.
Oh, absolutely. C5 Georgia exists to help high potential kids from risk-filled environments beat the odds. So what that means for us is that they graduate high school and they go to college. We've graduated two classes in Georgia, the class of 2010 and the class of 2011, all low-income first-generation scholars. 100% of our classes finished high school and 100% got accepted in college, including kids on full scholarships to West Point, Stanford, Brandeis, University of Georgia, Georgia Tech, New York University, Louisiana State University, Davidson, University of Tennessee, et cetera. So we're really proud of what we do. How we accomplish that is we nominate students in the seventh grade, and to be eligible, they have to be low income, they have to be at a B average, and they have to be what we call challenge ready, meaning they have to commit to a five-year experience. So once they're nominated, they're invited to compete to get into our program. So they have to write an essay, come to an interview, and from that process, we take 36 boys and 36 girls into the program in the seventh grade. They don't pay anything for the next 5 years. Their commitment is to do service back home. So we run 2 years of a resident camp program. Our third year, we take them out to Wyoming for a backcountry experience in the Bighorn Mountains. We start them in cap and gown at Utah State University. And the message there is getting to college is going to be hard if you're a first-generation scholar, but you can do it if you want to work hard enough. And then we hike them for 6 days in the backcountry. Almost killed me. So it's very difficult. But when they finish, they know they can do anything they want to do. The fourth year, we do college tours, and we run two. We run a math and science into the Carolinas, and we run an arts and humanities tour that goes southern Georgia and into Florida. The fifth year, we do the Act Now Summit, so that's where we take on a social issue. Last year, we took on youth recreation, the year before homelessness. Students learn all about that issue, and they spend a week at Oglethorpe University creating the Medallion Projects to help solve that problem. And each year, they get to present their ideas to the Atlanta City Council.
Wow.
So that's what we do in a nutshell.
Well, that's pretty cool. It sounds like you really nurture these students, both spirit and in mind.
Well, what we see is they're diamonds in the rough. So they come to us with high potential. We just show them who they are. So we show them the potential that they have, and that they can be great leaders if they want to try hard enough. Mm-hmm. And we work with them all year long through our Pathways activities to reinforce those activities we do with them during the summer.
How did you develop the methodology and the curriculum?
Well, that's a good question. We started as Camp Coca-Cola, so we created a world-class program. So the gurus in camping and informal education, the guys who literally wrote the books like Jim Kane and Michael Brandywine and the Coveys, they developed our leadership curriculum. So we have a five-year pretty intensive leadership program. So every day in our summer program, the kids will take a leadership university course, and every week they'll take a social awareness program dealing with body image, bullying, sex, drugs, all the things we know that kids have to cope with back home. And so what we're trying to do is develop the mind, body, and spirit for them to be successful.
So is this is it camp experiences, or is it ongoing high school education that they're getting? Are they coming to one building, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's a great question, Joyce. It's really a five-year leadership program that intertwines all of those things. So the first 2 years are immersion into a mm-hmm. camp experience. So they'll spend 4 weeks those first two summers in a camp environment. And from there, we take them out to Wyoming, which is really an intense backcountry experience.
Okay.
And then during the year, we'll work with them on things like college and career, leadership and social awareness, and community action. So we're working with them ongoing through those 5 years to really help them do what they dream they think they can do.
Are you working with them in person, or is it online? How do you interact with them on a daily, weekly basis?
Well, we have what we call our summer experiences, our signature experiences, and then our Pathways activities.
Right.
So our students get together about once a month for activities. So we see them in person. And, of course, because they're teenagers, we do. This last year I got on Facebook, so I think I'm a couple years late. but we do use those methods, too, and we text them. And whatever ways they communicate with each other, that's how we try to communicate with them.
And the idea is they take what they learn and they bring it to their community and they share it with the students that are part of their lives at their schools.
Exactly. So what we do is we make an investment in our kids and we expect a return on that investment, which is to make their communities great places.
Mm-hmm. That's strong. That's great.
And thank you.
That's wonderful. I'm wondering how many applications you get versus how many students you can take, what those ratios are like.
Well, you know, there's about 50,000 seventh graders in Greater Atlanta, so we get about 400 nominations each year. And out of that, we just take 36 boys and 36 girls. So it's a very selective process. All those students are low income. 80% are first-generation scholars, and all want to be in a program like ours.
Wow.
And what percent stay compliant through the whole program?
We have about a 90% year-over-year retention rate. So our first two classes, the final graduation rate, we graduate 50 in each class over a five-year period.
Out of the 72 who began it?
Exactly. And we know we just have two classes in college, but our first-year students, 96% of them went back for a second year of college. So it blows away the rates in Georgia for high school and college matriculation.
Well, it really makes a difference being exposed to other worlds at a young age. So no matter where you come from, if you see that there are other options available, it really helps the child decide for themselves where they want to end up.
Exactly. And one of the things we got to do last summer through Kennesaw State University through the Confucius Institute is we got to take eight students to China. So we spent 10 days mostly at Yangzhou University. We also visited Shanghai and Beijing. And the students really got to work intensely with students their own age and learn about the Chinese culture, what it takes to be successful, what it takes to get through high school in China. So again, now those students are considering studying abroad.
It's neat how it seems like society is going that way to doing global experiences with kids. I know my junior is going to the Ukraine in the spring, and you know, I was looking at, of course, you have to pay for that. Uh-huh. I was like, well, look at that, Chattanooga, downtown Atlanta. But I think there's something to be said for going international and being exposed to the world as a whole.
Absolutely.
Has anything surprised you since you're doing this and dealing with the kids? Is there any expectations maybe that kind of surprised you?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of neat experiences along the way. So the first is we brought back our alumni who are now first-year college students. So they're poor. They're eating ramen. I mean, they're trying hard to stay in school.
Sure.
I've been there, done that.
Exactly, right? But the very first thing these students did when they came back together is they put $10 of their own money on the table and to raise a scholarship for the next class. So they end up raising $1,000 of scholarship money for the next class.
That's so
nice. Which is one of the things that was cool. One of the other things is we had a family, so there's two girls that went through our program, and their mom was a single mom and, you know, had a tough time getting them through where they needed to be. So her daughters are both on scholarship in college, but because of their participation in the program, she went back to college and got her degree, and she's now working on her CPA. So that's the ripple effect that that was amazing for us that really people saw what our students did as a model for what they could do.
Right. That's a great story. It's true. It is a ripple effect. So tell me, what are some of the more critical needs that C5 has right now?
Well, we run about $1 million a year budget, so the students don't pay for anything in our program. So we're always looking for individuals to sponsor our youth through our Heroes program or get involved in our golf tournament or our graduation to really help us sustain our program. We're always looking for great volunteers to interact with the students. So one of the programs that we do that's fun is a leadership lunch. We'll bring three students to your office, and they get to learn about what you do as a career, and then you take them to lunch where you would take a client. So those are some fun ways to get involved. We always welcome people to come up and see our camp during the summer or to come volunteer to interview our students.
Your camp, is that in Rome, Georgia?
It's in Cloudland, Georgia, which is on Lookout Mountain.
Okay.
Tennessee-Alabama border.
Sure. I got it. Okay. So I'm curious, as far as sponsoring a student, can you actually sponsor one student, or how does that work?
Through our Heroes program, you can. You can sponsor one student through their five-year experience. So what you're doing is you're providing the scholarship for them to complete our program.
Mm-hmm.
And that student will interact with you over that five-year period.
That's neat. How much does that cost to sponsor a student?
It is $15,000 over 5 years, so $3,000 per year.
$3,000 per year.
Yeah.
Well, when you break it down like that, maybe if you had some other people join in with you could definitely make that happen. Well, thanks so much for sharing your story with us. And why don't you tell the listeners how they can learn more about the organization and decide how they would like to get involved.
And thank you, Joyce. If you'd like to get more engaged, you can visit our website at www.c5georgia.org, or you can call me directly at 770-200-8965. And again, our website is simple. It's www.c5georgia.org.
That's the letter C and the number 5, right?
Yes, thank you.
There you go. Well, thanks again.
Thank you, Joyce.
Guess what, Georgia? Recycling just got easier thanks to the team at Waste Pro. Whether it's tossing items into your curbside container at home, being environmentally friendly at the workplace, or properly disposing of your recyclables while at local events, Waste Pro can serve all your recycling collection and processing needs. Waste Pro also provides residential and commercial solid waste collection, processing, and disposal. Waste Pro cares for the communities we serve and truly are the waste professionals. Call us in Athens at 706-227-3222 or in Atlanta at 770-777-1447. And also, Sandler Commercial. Taking sales performance levels to new heights is what Sandler Training, powered by Simon Inc., does for its clients. Typically, organizations engage Simon when they want to address up to 4 performance areas: more sales revenue, shorter selling cycles, better gross profit margins, or fatter prospect pipelines. Using a powerful combination of training and coaching, Simon has programs for sales, sales management, and customer service personnel.